Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Match Play, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
With the goals, you want to have a goal for every single time you go train. Every single time you're at practice, you should have a goal, and the goal should be more specific than just, I want to get better today. That's not good enough, right? That's good enough at the beginning, you know, when you're just picking up a sport and, you know, you're just trying to figure out which way is up and which way is down. That's okay at that stage. But once you've got a grasp on it and you're trying to make that jump from maybe intermediate to high level to elite, you've got to start getting more and more specific with your goals on a daily basis. And if you approach each training session with a goal and with a plan, and you stay disciplined and you commit to that plan, then you will get better in that training session. You might not see specific, like, measurable growth, but you'll be putting in the work, and that's what's important. So I think having goals for each practice is a must have. And then also long-term vision about your technical growth and what you want to work on, being honest about your strengths and your weaknesses, communicating with your coaches to figure out what they feel like you need to develop, you know, using the data from your past performances. If you just went out, if you're an MMA fighter and, you know, you just got knocked out in your last fight because you were dropping your hand, your lead hand, well, then maybe that's a technical area that you can focus on, you know, over the course of the next 6 months. So you use your past performances to help influence what you need to develop technically. And you can approach this like you're playing Madden or you're playing 2K, where you've got all the bars and you're just trying to max everything out. You know, and just be honest with yourself. Like, if you're a soccer player, how good am I with the ball at my feet? How fast am I? How good can I kick with my right foot? How good can I kick with my left foot? How well do I communicate with others? Like, how well do I understand the theory of the game? These are all different aspects that you can look at, and you can just grade yourself on each one and get your coach's input as well, and figure out long term, over the course of the next 6 months, 1 year, what do I need to develop? And then you just take that and break that into smaller chunks. Okay, if 6 months from now I want to be proficient with the ball at my left foot, well, then what do I need to do 3 months from now? What about 2 months from now? What about 1 month from now? And you just break these goals into more manageable chunks, eventually getting down to the weekly goals and then the daily goals. And all of these goals should be aligned so that every day you're making progress on your ultimate big long-term goal. And if you, like, organize your training that way, everything is just moving in the same direction, as opposed to how most athletes approach it, where they just show up and they're like, all right, you know, coach said I'll work hard, so, you know, I'm going to work hard today and, you know, I'm going to try, but I don't really know which direction I'm going in. And so you kind of just end up going in circles, and that's where the plateaus happen. And that's where you can go through a whole season of your sport and then get to the end and you're like, did I even get better? Like, what was all this work for? You know, so you get to a point where working hard is not enough. You've got to be working smart as well. And that brings you more satisfaction. When you start growing with your skill development, you feel satisfied. You can see the difference in who you are as an athlete and the skills that you have. So you start moving along this path of mastery, and that feels really rewarding, right? And that, in, you know, increases your motivation and your confidence and your optimism. And then you start buying into this idea of, like, man, every month I level up. I turn into a better athlete, a better version of myself every month, every week. So how good am I going to be a year from now or 2 years from now? There's really no limit to how good I can be when you maintain this growth mindset, which we'll talk about later, and you buy into setting goals and staying committed to those goals. So really, it's just taking that next step and being more intentional about your planning and your organizing from a skill development standpoint.
I want to relate this back to a previous
topic that we've done on here, and that's like being present. And you were kind of touching on it, I think, but like, you know, anybody who's been to a practice of any kind, whether it's sports or music or, you know, whatever it is, you're there and you're standing in line, you know, to get into the drill or whatever it is. And, you know, your mind's wandering and you're not present. Like, talk about the results of being present. And maybe, you know, when you're waiting, you're thinking about, you know, what you're about to do or how you can use it when you're competing, and that sort of thing. And just, you know, talk a little bit about the importance again of being present, and even in training.
Yeah. I can't overstate how important this is. It's incredibly important in my opinion. Like I've said before, mindfulness or the ability to be present is the most important mental skill that you can develop as an athlete. And in my opinion, as a person, in terms of skill development, we talked about setting goals and being intentional, and a lot of athletes will get to that point where they'll go into a training session and they have a specific goal that they're trying to work on. They've taken the time to write this down before the training session, and then they go into the training session and they just get lost mentally. And they go through the whole practice, and afterwards they're like, oh crap, I forgot about that goal, right? They didn't have that focus and that ability to keep that goal in their attention as they were going through that training session. And some of this may tie into what we talk about next, but the growth mindset and the ego and wanting to prove to others that you know what you're doing, as opposed to trying to grow and develop. But ultimately, you know, you've got to be able to stay focused on what the task at hand is and what you set out, you know, in terms of your intention. And, you know, this goes for practice and skill development. You mentioned competition as well. If you have a game plan for your competition, you've got to be able to stick to that game plan. That requires presence. That requires mindfulness, right? Like Mike Tyson said, a lot of people have a plan until they get punched in the face. Well, that plan, even after you got punched in the face, may still be the right plan. So you've got to navigate the emotions that come along with that, let go of the fears and the anxieties and the nerves that may happen after getting punched in the face, and remind yourself, like, hold on, this was the plan that I came up with because I thought it was the best course of action. I thought it was the best route that I could take to get to victory. So even though it's getting uncomfortable, that doesn't mean I should veer off the plan, right? So having the ability to just see your thoughts and your emotions and navigate these things as they're popping up is imperative, if you ask me.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trip.